Allah Ta'ala's, it is His azim, great, extreme fadl, blessings and favor upon us. Lakul hamd, lakullahu, all praises are due to Allah, are for Allah, who has today, in despite the condition of ill health and low health, low energy, illness, has allowed this individual to come and take part in this majlis, this assembly of dhikr with you. And Allah Ta'ala has given me the tawfiq, the capability, ability to attend this gathering. This is the fadl, the karam of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's blessings, His mercy. There's a saying, a common saying, that the person who is asleep, he loses. The person who is awake, he attains. He earns. He accrues. This is a very correct statement, that the person who's sleeping or not alert, in other words, then he's losing at that time the benefits. In no way is he attaining any benefit. Not in the world is he attaining any benefit, nor for the hereafter is he attaining benefit. When he's not alert, conscious, when he's not focused. So both benefits of dunya and akhirah can be attained when a person's alert, awake, conscious. Until today I've not heard that a person is sleeping, and after sleeping he wakes up and says that I've made this much profit in my shop during my sleep. Or I just did this many business transactions and I made this much business profit in these last 10 hours while I slept. Or in the last 10 hours while I slept, I earned so much dunya through my efforts, through my sleeping. And this cannot be possible when a person sleeps. That the amount he sleeps, the person sleeps, he will not accrue profit or benefit in the world, in this dunya. And people always will say to him, you keep sleeping, you don't go to work, you're wasting your time, you're lazy. The time is not being utilized correctly. So when a person is sleeping, he's wasting his time in terms of benefit of the world, and he's wasting his time for benefiting the hereafter. How can a person say, I slept and when I got up I already prayed, or I've eliminated my sins? He's wasting his dunya and akhirah. So sleeping, yes, unconscious state is loss upon loss. The more a person sleeps, the more he loses. The more he loses. The more he loses. No benefit in the dunya, nor in the akhirah will be attained through sleep. So this is the situation. The heart is the same, my friends. Allah Ta'ala has given us all a heart. And as long as the heart is asleep, it loses. It doesn't benefit. All of the profit is washed down the drain. Nothing is benefited. Nothing is attained. The person who will attain, just like the person who is awake will earn of the world and the hereafter, the same way the person whose heart is alive will earn. This is a big point, a big learning, my brothers. The pious predecessors have called this gathering, the majlis, this assembly, the majlis, the gathering of tazkiyah. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi, Hazrat Mulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, great personality, Azim Shakhsiyat, great dhakir, friend of Allah, Wali of Allah. How much work of the deen he did, and until today his name is a light and his kitabs are read in the masjid. And these great personalities, their statements, their words were very hefty, weighty. Allah Ta'ala would give ilham on their qulub, on their hearts, inspire them directly so they could benefit mankind. So these are the statements of the pious predecessors, that when 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 3, 9, 10, when people get together, yes, plural, a collection of people, and the objective of that gathering is to do dhikr, is to remember Allah. Because people gather for many objectives in the world. They could be for the deen or for the dunya. But especially for this point, this objective that the pious predecessors have said, that they gather, they assemble, and their niyyah is that when we sit together, we will do the dhikr of Allah. Then that gathering is called a gathering of tazkiyah, purification, cleansing. What is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah. Let's hear this first. Tazkiyah is, in the language of ma'rifah, attaining Allah's nearness, to focus on one's deficiencies, to look towards one's deficiencies, downfalls, weaknesses. What weaknesses do I have in terms of deen within myself, in my life? So here, in this gathering of tazkiyah, we don't praise each other and oneself, rather we look at and demonstrate our weaknesses. So the ulama kiram, the muftiyan, everyone sitting there equal in the majlis of the wali of Allah. And they say, look at our titles, hadith and scholar and ilm and knowledge. They tie everything in a bundle and leave it outside the door before the gathering starts. And then they sit in the gathering of the wali of Allah. Why? Because we have come here to see our deficiencies, not to praise ourselves. So when a person comes like this, then the friends of Allah, their majlis, their gathering of tazkiyah, of dhikr, there are people who are young and old and all life long we've done ibadat and worship, but nobody's extracted our deficiencies. Nobody's highlighted to us or scanned our wrongs, and we just keep going towards an objective that we don't understand. For this reason, the noble Prophet ﷺ, when he defined to us, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, the Qur'an and the hikmah and tazkiyah, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, all three things came from Rasulullah ﷺ. So this is what we're talking about. Tazkiyah. So there are many things. We read the Qur'an, we keep reading the Qur'an. The Qur'an, by reciting the Qur'an, we cannot solve certain issues. Yes, by learning ilm, knowledge, talking about deen, you cannot solve those issues. But how do we correct ourselves? From tazkiyah, from dhikr of Allah, we can solve those specific issues. This is the difference in the majalis. But because this is a majlis, we're sitting here broken, and with your sadaqah, due to your blessings, I'm also included in this gathering with you. That's why we speak on these subjects, that the deficiencies in me, the downfalls within me, the things that are lacking in me, I need to focus on them. So don't be distressed, don't be unhappy, don't be sad, don't be angry that, oh, why are we highlighting our issues and deficiencies? We should have this thought that we're here, let's look at our deficiencies, fill in the blanks, fill in the dotted lines, so we can promote ourselves in the hereafter. Isn't this right? If we said, oh, I'm fine, I'm guaranteed salvation, I'm forgiven. What's this? Always you're saying positive and negative and criticism and analysis, then there's no benefit of saying that. There's no benefit of dhikr if we don't analyze our lives and our deeds and our conditions. That's why the pious predecessors, when they have the gathering of dhikr, the majlis, before the majlis of dhikr starts, they speak a few words and have a discussion so we can realize why we're doing dhikr. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the situation of tazkiyah. Purification. So with this intention, I am talking to you. I'm not saying you are deficient, you're no good, you're sinners and I'm better. No. Don't be disrespectful to me. You're elder than me, you're older than me, you're greater than me, you're alims and scholars and better people than me. But this is the majlis of dhikr. I've come for this reason. I've come to analyze my own issues so that Allah Ta'ala can help me to eliminate my deficiencies and wrongdoings. So now, as I was saying, the person who is asleep, normally speaking, generally speaking, is in loss. He's always in loss. He doesn't attain anything while he's sleeping. He's snoring, tossing and turning, sleeping on an expensive bed, hot water bottle, nice quilt, nice blanket, nice pillows. And if it's cold, he's got the heating system on, the ventilation system on. If there's a cold climate, he's got the heaters on. If it's hot, he's got the air conditioner on, the doors are closed, and he's sleeping nicely, peacefully, beautifully, comfortably. But he's wasting his time. 60 years have passed and more time is passing, and he's losing out on that time over sleep. Zero upon zero. You wake up after 10 hours, after 5 hours, doesn't matter how good the bed is, how beautiful the room is, how comfortable it is, luxury. Has he attained anything for this world and thereafter? No. Because he kept on sleeping. And what did he do while he was sleeping? Oh, I saw a dream and I was going somewhere and people came to me and I accepted me as a king and had a crown on my head. And then I bought some assets, I had some shops, I made so much profit. This was my market, I was the boss, I was the proprietor. What was this? All in a dream. Where is it now? No, it was a dream, it wasn't reality. So it was deception. He can't be a king, he wasn't a proprietor, he didn't have those assets, no profit. Rather, he lost all of that time and nothing benefited from that time. Now we, if your heart is sleeping, same way it is, just like that person who's sleeping physically on the bed. And we'll go to the akhirah in the same way. Oh, we did this, we did that, I did these actions, I did amal, I did practice, I worshipped physically. What will be those deeds? Those deeds were performed physically with the body and the heart was asleep. I did this action, I did that action. First question we ask, was your heart alive? Was it attentive? No, my heart was asleep. Then you are just dreaming. You are physically dreaming. Just like the person who's sleeping and sees the dreams, the same way the person who physically practices and his heart is not alive is like he's in the dreamland. So ask those people about who have to go in the morning to run the market. The person has to go early morning. So he sacrifices the sleep. To disturb the sleep, he will have to catch a plane, go to India or Bangladesh. He has to go in the morning. So that sleep he will sacrifice that sleep to wake himself up. He knows that if he keeps on sleeping, then the plane's gone. Many people miss the flights like this. They oversleep. Oh, the flight's gone. I kept on sleeping. Yeah? You hear this, innit? What does that person do? So he sets the alarm. He sets the alarm clock. And then there's another alarm clock a meter away from that alarm clock. And then there's a third alarm clock in the same room. Because if one, I press the snooze button, then at least the second time it rings, I'll get up. But there are other people that keep on sleeping. Subhanallah. And the second one, they put the snooze. And then the third alarm clock, they say, let it run, let it run. Let me toss and turn and go to sleep. So they get used to, just like a music's running, the alarm keeps on buzzing, and then the flight is missed. This is negligence and laziness. So what does he attain? Nothing. Zero. But the person made preparations. I'll set the alarm, I'll get up, I'll get ready, prepare. And because I've got to go to my shop, run my business, if I keep on sleeping, I won't earn. So he is alert, that person. He is conscious. He needed the alarm clock to wake up. You need the alarm clock, isn't it? So now this is the situation that our hearts are asleep. Our hearts are asleep. They're not awake. That a person whose heart is asleep and he has the desire for Allah, the heart has the nur, not the eyes. What we are looking from the eyes, this is not the reality. If you want to see reality, then look from the eyesight of the heart. Allama Iqbal Sahib mentioned this. That if you want to ask and seek from Allah, then seek from the eyesight of the heart. If you want to attain, you're looking at everything around you. The people who look from the eyes, with the visibility of the eyes, this is a dream. This is a dream. But when the eyes of your heart opens up, then your heart will allow everything to flood in. When your heart is alive, awake, conscious, then you won't see the physical dunya around you. You'll see the realities of the world around you. Then you'll see the realities of the world around you. You'll say, Subhanallah. You'll see the real, real things around you. What is the objective and the purpose and the reality of life? So in essence, our hearts are asleep. And if my heart is asleep, I'm negligent. If I die in this state, then I will depart from this world with zero profit. I'll say, Allah, I prayed salah. He'll present all of his stacks of salah, but his heart was asleep. Allah will say that there's no energy in your salah. There's no acceptance. There's no energy in your Qur'an. That's why I said before that these are words that will pinch us a little bit. All our life long we've prostrated, we've got the mihrab on our foreheads and the marks of prostration. But the reality is this, Allah won't look at the physical signs, your prostration, your salah. Look, one person's praying. He prays salah, he's got marks on his forehead, on his hands, on his ankles, on his knees of prostration and praying salah. But how does he pray salah? He's not praying in the correct way. He's sitting, standing, doing sujood, prostration. He's doing the physical movements. They're wrong. But he says, I'm praying salah. He's reading Quran. But how's he reading Quran? Not in the way that has been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So will that be salah? Will that salah be accepted? As much what happens? So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala said that if you want to worship me, first and foremost, make your hearts awake, alive. Make your hearts alive. That's the precondition. Your heart should be alive. And then when your heart is alive and awake, then when you pray salah, Allah says, I will accept your salah at that time, in that state of emotion. This is the reality. Listen to what I'm saying. This is the reality. This is the objective we have to attain. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what we define as reality when the heart is awake and alive. So it's essential for the heart to be alive. And it's just like I have to get up in the morning to go and work, run my business to earn. For the same reason, to do ibadat, worship, for acceptance, to get close to Allah, for ma'rifah, for Allah's nearness, the heart has to be alive. Otherwise, I'm not earning anything for the hereafter. Everything is zero. Give this message to people, to everyone around us. Make your hearts alive. Make your hearts alive. How will the heart be alive? If I don't revive it, how will it be alive? How will my deeds be accepted then? So Allah Ta'ala has given us the alarm clock. Just like I set the alarm clock in the night to wake up, to make sure I wake up in the morning to go to work. In the same way, when I do dhikr of Allah, the heart becomes alive. So dhikr of Allah is the alarm clock. So the life, the energy comes into that. The alarm clock for the heart is the dhikr of Allah. Remembering Allah is the alarm clock for the heart. And the person who doesn't set the alarm, he won't wake up. The heart won't be awake. So if you don't set the alarm clock for your heart will be asleep. It's essential to me. It's essential. And alhamdulillah, when the alarm rings, a person gets up somehow. In some time he gets up. So when a person likewise done dhikr of Allah, then the heart becomes alive, starts to stir and move and purr, and the energy comes, the life comes. And when the person gets awake, when he does the work of the dunya, he prays salah, he does the work for the akhirah, the deeds, the passion, the taste increases, and his maqam, his status increases. Just like his salah, it elevates. His talawat, his recitation of Quran elevates. And all the work of the deen, the effort he does, it becomes different on a different level. That's why it is essential upon every one of us, lazim, compulsory, that we do dhikr of Allah. That we do dhikr of Allah. We need to make preparation, assign the practice of dhikr into our life. What a great schedule and program Allah has given us. Morning and evening, two times Allah says at least do dhikr. Because if you do dhikr in the morning, and then when you do dhikr in the evening, if you do dhikr in the morning, then all day long your heart is exposed to the world. Then when you go back to sleep, or before you go to sleep, you give the alarm clock to the heart again, you awaken it again, you do the dhikr of Allah again, then your heart will stay alive through the night. And there doesn't come an opportunity for the heart to sleep. The same way you do dhikr in the morning, your heart's alive during the day. You do dhikr in the night, it's hard during the night. And when the maut comes, you leave with the heart that is alive into the next world. Do you understand now how great is the action of dhikr? Yes, it's a great deed, say the walis of Allah. That's why, my brothers, dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah is important. Come to these majalis, to the assemblies, gatherings, sit down, bring regularity, steadfastness of dhikr into your life. And the dhikr of the heart is very good. Practice this, that your heart is always saying, Allah, 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 do maraqabah. Concentrate on the heart morning, evening, 15, 20 minutes. Sit down, close your eyes without any movement of the tongue. Say in your heart, Allah, 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 Allah. And when we practice this, when the heart starts to say Allah, Allah, Alhamdulillah, when your heart or mind thinks of something bad, your heart will say Allah, 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 and your hand will stop. Your heart will say Allah, Allah, Allah. How will your hand do wrong? Because your heart is detached from the wrongdoing, and you will feel sudden state of sadness, that why are you doing wrong? Why are you doing haram? Because your heart is now alive. So Alhamdulillah, struggle, strive, everything is done through striving and making effort. May Allah Ta'ala make all of our hearts alive. Ameen. And may we live our life and get the munafa, the profit of the hereafter. And may we depart. May we earn in this world with a heart that is alive. Allah has given us ocean of deen. The deen of Allah, the religion of Islam is an ocean, and everything is there to get us to the ma'rifah, the nifs of Allah. And only can we attain the ma'rifah, the nifs of Allah, when the heart is awake and the light comes in the heart and we are become alert, and we will attain the nifs of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala accept this majlis, this gathering, our coming. May Allah accept it, and this destination, this journey that we're going towards, the destination, we're trying to make our hearts awake. May Allah Ta'ala illuminate our hearts. Recite the Durood Sharif.